football fan.
我不是一个足球迷。
I watch the game occasionally on television.
有时候我在电视上看那个足球赛。
And I watch it with friends, and the entertainment comes more from the silly remarks that we made about the referees and about the, you know, the players.
那有时候我就是跟朋友一起看。 看的时候就是觉得很有兴趣，因为有其实有朋友他们所讲的，或者那个争球所一些的评论。
Now during my seminary days, I was the pastor of a Chinese church in the Texas, in Austin, Texas.
在我神学院的时代的时候，我是做一个。 教会在一个小教会 Texas 那里做牧师。
Now most of the members of the church are students of University of Texas in Austin.
那个时候那个教会的成员教友都是通常都是那边的大学生。
Now most of the people are Longhorn fans. Probably you don't know what Longhorn is, but you know what Cowboy is, right? Texas Cowboy. It's very famous football team.
就是在他们那个教会里面，很多那个教友、教会的朋友都是Longhorn这个一个足球的，他们就是这个迷。Now they
will get me tickets to the games.
很多时候他们有时候就买那个票给我去看。Now
I have gone to one of the games, only one.
我只是去过一次看那个球赛。
I have often asked myself, I have often rationalized, why would people spend so much money to go to a game when they can watch it, you know, on the television in the comfort of their home?
有时候我就想，为什么那些人可以要花那么多钱去买票，然后去看呢？ 如果你可以在家里看，在电视上也可以同样看到。
Now, do you know how much it costs to go to a or to go to a seasons of game?
你知道要去看那个球赛是要多少钱吗？
It could be a few thousand dollars.
可以是几千块的钱。
You buy the season tickets and you go to all the games. You have the games are played in different cities. You have to fly to the city. You have to book into a ticket, and then you have to pay for food and all that. It could be, you know.
More than ten thousand dollars, just to see one season of the game.
Why would people want to spend that kind of money to see the games? Where they can sit in the home and watch TV, and you have the close replay and all that.
为什么人家要花那么多钱跟时间去看这些球赛？当他们可以其实在家里面在大电视也看到，而且可以看几次。
So the student explained this to me. He said it's a different experience when you watch it live inside the stadium.
那么那个那些大学生就跟我说，其实当你自己去到那个球场看的时候，那个经验是不一样的。I
began to understand what they mean when I went to this one game.
当我去看过一次这个球赛的时候，我就可以了解到他们所讲的是什么。Because
the moment of triumph, the moment of winning, the moment of triumph. When the touchdown is scored, is an experience in ecstasy.
其实当他们胜利的时候，譬如那个球足地的时候，那个他们欢喜快乐狂叫的时候。
Now, when the touchdown is scored, there erupts in unison a jubilant shout from the ecstatic friends.
就是当他们胜利的时候，那种的。 欢喜，那个欢叫起来是不一样的。
The triumph cheers of thousands upon thousands of fans transform you into a state of ecstasy.
就是千万的球迷就是这样子一起教的时候，那种情况是很难的形容。
The feeling at the moment is indescribable.
就是很难形容的。
So now I can understand why people would spend the enormous money, amount of money to watch the game.
所以呢，我去过一次的时候，我经验过那种的。那个体量是不一样，所以呢，我现在就是了解到人很多人可以要花那么多钱跟时间去看那些球赛。
See, it is in the moment of ecstasy, and you know, in that jubilant shout, the study have been made that it is there is some chemical in your body which is secreted from your nervous system.
就是当你在那种情况，大家一起欢叫快很欢喜快乐一起叫起来的时候，你身体也出了一种的不同的那个
it's a kind of
反应。
The kind of hormone, the endorphin, dopamine,
就是
serotonin. These are what I call the euphoria.You know hormones, the happy hormones.
是我们的身体里面一种的反应，就是一种荷尔蒙，让我们很就是觉得很高兴，很快乐。
It is quite similar to taking heroin, taking drugs. You know when you are in high on high.
好像你有些人吃那个毒品的时候，也是有这种的感受。
Now in the Bible, okay, there is.Such kind of experience.
其实在圣经里面也提过到有这样子的那种的那个体验。
The book of Revelation tells us that there is another kind of cheer, you know, when we are in heaven.
在启示录里面说到有一种就是不同的那个欢喜快乐。
So I want you to turn with me to the book of Revelation, chapter 5, verses 11 to 12.
在就是请大家打开启示录第五章第十一到第十二节。
So this is very short, so I'm going to read in English, and Christian will read in Chinese.
牧师会念英文，我念中文。
Revelation chapter 5, verses 11 to 12. Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels.Numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000, they encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. In a loud voice, they were saying, Worthy is the Lamb who was slain, receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise.
在启示录第五章十一到十二节，我又看见且听见宝座与活物比长老的周围有许多天使的声音，他们的数目有千千万万。他大声说：“曾被杀的羔羊是配得权柄、丰富智慧、能力、尊荣、荣耀、赞美的。”
And then in Revelation chapter 1, verses 5 to 6.
然后呢，在启示录第一章第五节到第六节。
I shall read it in English, and Christian will read it in Chinese.
牧师用英文念，我用中文念。
And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of earth, to him who loves us, and has freed us from our sins by his blood, and has made us to be a kingdom and priests.To serve his God and Father, to him be glory and power forever and ever.
启示录第一章第五节到第六节，并那诚实作见证的，从死里首先复活，为世上君王元首的耶稣基督，有恩惠平安归于你们。他爱我们，用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶，又使我们成为。国王、国民，做他父神的祭事，但愿荣耀权柄归给他，直到永永远远。阿门。
John was exiled. He was exiled into this island called Patmos.
这个约翰被
冲进
到这个一个那个岛里面。
And there he saw a vision.
然后呢，他看到这个预象。
A vision of what it would be when we are in heaven.
他看到那个预象，就讲到我们的将来，如果在我们在天上是是怎么样的情况。
He was able to see angels and elders, thousands upon thousands singing praises to God.
他看到有千千万万的天使在那边赞美神。
Especially praising the Lamb, that is Jesus Christ. Worthy is the Lamb.
特别呢，他们就是欢呼赞美这个羊，被杀的羔羊。
And worthy, why is Jesus worthy of our praise?
他这为什么耶稣是值得我们的赞美呢？
And here in verses 5 and 6 give us three reasons why Jesus is worthy of our praise.
在这里第一启示录一章五节的时候，给我们有三个理由，为什么耶稣是值得我们的赞美。
Here it says because he loves us, because to him who loves us.
因为呢，他爱我们。
Now the first chorus I learned when I was little is a song, Jesus loves me, this I know.
当我是一个小孩子的时候，我念的第一首歌就是耶稣爱我，我知道。
But it is important to notice the tense of the verb which the writer uses here.
这里这个我们来看他这首歌哈，耶稣爱我，我知道他用的那个动词的时态是现在的时态。
In the Revelation the verse it says to him who loves us, it is in the present tense.
所以呢，在启示录那里也是这样子说。他爱我们，这个爱是现在的时态。
Now John is talking here of Jesus Christ, the crucified, the risen, and the exalted Christ.
就是讲到他就是复活了。
Now he did not say he to him who loved us in the past tense.
那在圣经里面不是说他曾经爱我们。而是说他爱我们是用现在的时态。
I say to him who loves us, present tense, right now.
就是现在，他不是曾经爱我们，而是他是现在还在爱我们。
The real wonder of that, of course, is not just the fact of his love, wonderful though it is. The real wonder is his is a love which was expressed in human life.
其实呢。真正的这里的奇值或者神的奇妙，不单只是他爱我们，其实他的爱也是很完美。不过他真正的爱，真正的奇值就是他成为人表达他的爱。
Now what do I mean by the love that he showed to us is in human life? What do I mean by that?
这是什么意思呢？什么意思是说他？用人的方法表达他的爱呢？
By that I mean that he understands our human situation.
我的意思就是说他了解，可以体验到我们的生活。
Now why do we say that he understands our situation?
我们怎么可以知道他可以了解我们，同意我们的生活呢？
Because he has been here and he shared our human situation.
因为耶稣曾经道成肉身，跟我们人一样。
And that is the reason why the author of Hebrews says this about Christ.
所以这样子在那个希伯来书里面说到的。
And I'm going to read for you Hebrews chapter 4, verses 15 and 16.
在希伯来书第四章第十五到十六节。
It says, therefore, we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
所以呢，希伯来书的作者这样子说。第四章第十五节、十六节， 因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，跟与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪，所以我们只管坦然无惧的来到施恩宝座前，为要的连续蒙恩惠，做垂实的帮助。
Now what does the author of Hebrews says here?
这个希伯来书的作者说什么呢？
He was able to empathize. He was able to understand our situation, our human situation.
这里他说到神耶稣真的可以体谅我们，体谅我们人所经过的。
He understand our weaknesses.
他体谅我们的软弱。
Why? Because he had been tempted in every way.
为什么呢？其实耶稣也是同样受过试探。
And we have been tempted in every way. He had been tempted in every way. Yet he was without sin.
我们也是受到很多不同的试探。耶稣也同样受到很多不同的试探，可是他并没有犯罪。
And because of this, we have the confidence. We have the assurance.That we may come to the grace of God and pray to Him.
所以因为这样子呢，我们真的可以知道，我们完全的可以信靠神，可以来到他的面前。
So here what we mean to say is that Jesus who loves us still is the Jesus who took the form of a servant, shared the ordinary labor of man, and met the evils and injustices of His time.So that he might be one with the human race.
所以呢，我们可以说到神耶稣真的可以了解我们，体谅我们，因为他曾经也做过人，做一个仆人的，用这个仆人的那个形象，也是遇过到不同的试探，不同世界上的这些受过不同的世界上的痛苦。
In him, then, we can have the utmost confidence because he has been here and he identified himself with our common life.
所以呢，我们真的可以完全的信靠他，因为他不是高高在上天上，而是他曾经做过人，跟我们一样。
A story was told of a member of the parliament.
我记得有一个故事就是这样子说到一个政治家，他就是在国员的那个一个政治家，
国会议员
的人。
Now he did something very similar, something like that.
这个政治家也是做好像这样子。
He tried to identify with the poor of his nation.
他想跟他国家贫穷的人有一个认同。
Now his aim was to live for the duration of 1 week, on the amount.That a person will receive, were he to receive the social security, that is the pension.
So, because he will,跟那国家比较贫穷的人有那个认同的时候，他自己就是过一个星期的生活，是过着一个贫穷的生活，用那个养老金去过生。
Now, that is to say that with that amount of pension.He was trying to prove that you can live quite modestly, quite okay.
他就是要证明你可以收社会这个养老金，都可以生活。
So he used that amount of money and lived for 1 week.
所以呢，他就用了这个收的这个这个保养这个。社会的保养养老金就过了一个星期的生活。
And so he concluded that with that amount you can live. It is okay to live that way.
然后过了一个星期之后，他的结论就是说，这个养老金是够你用的，你可以过着一个还可以的生活。
But we can see that there is flaws in this experiment.
其实他这个这样子的经验情况下是不大对的，是有缺点的。
Now the flaw was that his identification with the poor was incomplete.
这个实验是其实是不是完整的。
See the problem with the sustenance level provided by the Social Security is not in its initial effect.
其实如果一个人在贫穷的时候，不是那个影响，不是错，不是马上就可以看到这个影响了。
But it's a cumulative effect.
这是不断长期的这样积累下来的。
And that is to say, if you live with that amount for a long period of time, there will come a time that, you know, is not enough to sustain you.
这如果你生活贫穷是一个星期还可以，如果你长期这样子的贫穷下去，就是有很大的伤害。
So truly to be identified with people in that situation, one, we have to begin on that level and continue, you know, to live on that same level.
所以呢，如果我们真的要了解一个人的话，我们要认同一个人的时候，我们要活着好像那个人的层面，不单只是开始，而是一直下去。
You have to relinquish, you have to give up all the private resources that you may be able to get, you know, for relief when, you know, something happened, you may get sick or you may get an accident.
就是如果真的你要跟他们认同的时候，你要跟他们的层面一样，你不可以有其他的关系，其他的那个钱。如果你生病的时候，那怎么办呢？
In the example of in what we have seen in Jesus Christ, he just did that. He identified totally with the human situation.
那耶稣又不一样，他是真的完全的成为一个人，跟我们一模一样。
He was truly man.
真的，他是一个人。
He came to share our human experience to the full.
他来到这个世界上，跟我们享受经过人的那个经验。
He was identified with us completely.
他跟我们认同，完全的认同。
And therefore he knows life.
所以呢，他知道我们的生活是怎么样的辛苦。
As we have known it.
好像我们的经历一样。The
life is joy and sorrow, hopes and frustration.
他曾经思念到，我们人的生活是充满了快乐、欢喜，或者有时也有很多的悲伤、折磨。So
we are not to think of him now as remote or out of touch with our common humanity.
所以我们当我们想到耶稣的时候，他不是。 高高坐在天上，不了解我们的生活。
But now he is exalted, he is in heaven, but he still intercedes for us.
虽然他现在就是已经升到天上，但是他还是很了解我们。
So the love of God in Jesus Christ, says the writer of Revelation, never ends, but continued toward us forever.
所以呢，好像在启示录那边说， 对我们的爱是一直没有变，是永远的。What
he was, he still is.
他以前怎么样爱我们，他现在也是同样爱我们。What
he felt, he still feels.
当时他感受的是什么样，现在他也同样的感受。What
he loved, he still loves.
以前他怎么爱我们，现在也同样爱我们。He
is worthy of praise, number one, because he loves us.
他值得我们的赞美，因为 第一点就是他爱我们。
Number two, because he frees us from our sins by his blood.
第二点，因为他用他的血来拯救了我们。
Again, the tense of the writer is very important here.
同样我们来看作者他用的那个时态。
In the first phrase, it says he loves us to him who loves us in the present tense.
就说到 谁爱我们，就是这个爱是现在的时态。
But here he says, he freed us from our sin. He freed in the past tense.
然后他说他曾经的解放我们，这个解放就是那个过去的时态。
Now in Greek it is a perfect tense, it means the action is completed.
就是说，在那个希伯来文这样子用的时候，就是说这个已经是一个完成了。This
act of freeing us is completed in time.
这个解放我们、拯救我们这个事情已经完成了。And
he frees us from what? He frees us from our sin.
他这个行动是什么呢？就是把我们从罪里 救出来。
And what is the cost of freeing us from our sin? It cost his life. He had to die on the cross.
那么他用什么 来拯救我们呢？就用他自己的生命，他死在十字架上，用他的生命还了这个债。
Now what does this freedom from sin mean?
这个从罪里的解放出来是什么意思呢？
Now in the text we have read, it is a threefold freedom.
这是有三倍的不同的这个自由。
First from the pain of sin.
首先是可以从那个罪的痛苦救出来。
The pain of sin is a gnawing experience, gnawing sense of guilt which accompanies it.
就是那个罪的痛苦，就是你觉得很内疚，你在心里面有那种不好的感觉。
Have you ever known that feeling, the longing to be free of the stain that have been the that we have said and what we have said and done? And to be clean.
你有没有曾经有过这种感觉？就是你很内疚、很后悔，你说了什么或者做了什么
？Have you ever been thinking of what you have done, what you have said, but it can never be undone, it can never be unsaid, and the guilt that you feel, you know, in your being.
这种感觉就是很痛苦。你很后悔，你曾经说了什么，或者你曾经做了什么，但是你又没有办法可以补够这些那种的感觉。
But Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus can undo what we have done.
就是耶稣的血可以把我们所做不好的事，可以完全的把我们救出来。
But the message of the cross is your sin is forgiven, and because your sin is forgiven.The result is freedom from the pain of our guilt.
所以那个圣经跟我们说，你的罪已经可以被赦免了，所以你不用再继续的有这种的痛苦、内疚的感觉。
But the cross does not only speak of the freedom from the pain of sin; it speaks of the freedom from the penalty of our sin. Penalty 就是刑罚，
就是单不单只是神把我们从那个罪救出来，而且把我们那个刑罚，我们也把这个刑罚救出来。
Now what is the penalty of sin?
罪的惩罚是什么呢？
In the Bible, it means the separation of God. You are separated from God.
在圣经里面，罪的惩罚就是说你与神解离的。
And the way that this can be done is by the cross that, you know, reconcile us with God.
神借着这个十字架让我们与神和好。
And that's the reason why Paul in 2 Corinthians 5:19 said this.
因为这样子呢，保罗在哥林多后书那边这样子说。
He says that God in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses,against them.
在哥林多后书第五章第十九节，这就是神基督里叫世人与自己和好，不将他们的犯罪归到他们的身上，并且将这些和好的道理复论到给我们。
God loves us while we were yet sinners, and He died for us.
当我们是还是做罪人的时候，神爱我们，不单止他爱我们，他也为我们死了，牺牲了。
He took the initiative in a costly act to reconcile ourselves to himself.
他主动的跟我们和好。
So he liberated us, he freed us from the separation, you know, which our sin has caused.
他把我们从那个罪里面解放出来。
So here again, the freedom which Christ has won for us.It's the freedom from the power of sin.
它就是给我们这个给我们那个能力，可以从那个罪恶救出来。
The sin has power over you.
这个罪给我，其实在我们身上是很大的那个权力的。
He is able to rule over you.
这些罪恶可以控制我们。
And Jesus said that you have sinned, you are the slave to sin.
如果我们犯罪的时候，我们是做罪人奴隶。
And the Bible said the death of Christ on our behalf can break the grip of our sin over us.
那么神的那个权利可以把我们从这些救出来。
When I was in the U.S., I have opportunity to lead what we call Family Life Enrichment Seminar.
当我在美国的时候，我就带了很多机会的去带这些家庭营。
The conference focused on husband and wife relationship.
这些家庭营就是主要是给这些夫妻的去参加。
And it has been very successful.
那么很多这些家庭营都很有很好的那个结果。
People came to me for counseling right after my talk.
很多时候当我讲到之后，很多人都来叫我辅导他们。
And they say, I don't understand why I'm like that. I just fight with my wife all the time for I don't know what reason.
有些丈夫就是来问我说，很多时候我就跟我的太太常常吵架，为什么会这样子呢？
I give them advice as much as best as I can.
我就跟他们辅导。But
I also mentioned to them about the grip of sin.
我给他们辅导，不过我也跟他们说罪的那个权。
I can give all the advice that I can give, but you have to have your sin forgiven because of the grip of sin.
我可以给很多的意见给你，不过呢，你要知道你要从那个罪那个里面脱出来。
I'm trying to say to them, only God can help you.
就是只有神才可以把他们从罪的权柄诠释下。
And I told them there's power from above that can help us overcome the power of sin.
只有神的能力才可以把这个罪的权势胜过。
Because this is the freedom that He has won for us at the tremendous cost of His life.
因为这个是神他自己用自己的生命 买下来给我们的。
So here we talk about freedom from the pain of sin, freedom from the penalty of sin, and freedom from the power of sin.
所以就讲到，就是神给我们这个自由，从罪里出来的自由，然后罪的那个刑罚。
And number three.
然后罪的这个权势。
And the third reason why he's worthy of praise is this.
第三个理由为什么他值得我们赞美呢？就是
because he has made us a kingdom.
因为他为我们创造了一个王国。
And what does this word mean?
这是什么意思呢？
You remember after the liberation of the children of Israel from slavery in Egypt?
你记得当那个以色列人从那个埃及释放的时候吗？
Now before that, there is no such nation called Israel.
之前呢，没有这个国家叫以色列的。
Now after the liberation from the slavery in Egypt, they became a nation.
那当他们从埃及的这个权势出来的时候。 得到自由的时候，他们就成为这个以色列国家。
But more importantly, Moses was told that Israel will be a kingdom of priests.
不过更重要的，摩西说，这个以色列人就是讲到那个祭祀的国度。
And it is a holy nation.
是一个很圣洁的那个国度。
That is the claim of John for the new Israel, the Christian church.
就是说到这个教会的这个新的教会。
That is to say, those whom Christ has freed will not only become a kingdom, but will become a priest to his God.
不但指他们就是成为这个国度，他们也成为这个祭祀。
Now the reference of a kingdom of priests refers to the church, to the Christian church.
这是讲到这个教会，基督的教会。
Now, in other words, those who respond to Christ in faith has a new status.
就是另外一句话说，如果你是跟神有关系的话，你就有新的那个身份。
Now, the status we have is we belong to the kingdom of God.
我们的新的身份就是我们是属于这个神的国度。
So what a tremendous promise that we have because we belong to this Christian community.
真的是那么大的给我们的一个应许。
Now, the book of Revelation was written to the churches in Asia Minor.
启示录是写给一个小的教会。
The seven churches in Asia Minor.
就是在给Asia Minor这个教会。
Yeah. Okay. That is one part of the province of the Roman Empire.
就是一个罗马的一个地方。
So the Christian may be persecuted.
当时候那些基督徒是被追杀。
And despised and dejected.
就被拒绝。
But more importantly, they are the citizens of the kingdom where Christ is the king.
就是做到这些就是神的国度的人。
So, but their praise in the kingdom and its ultimate victory is guaranteed.
当他们这些基督徒去赞美神的时候，他们就得到这个胜利。
So here we see that John was a prisoner in the kingdom of Caesar.
其实当时约翰他是在坐牢的。
But John, on that day, on the last day, he saw a vision. He met the Lord.
但是呢，他在当时候他看到这个异象。
He was able to see the kingdom of Christ.
他看到神的国度。
And he is able to see that evil eventually prevail, evil eventually be victorious.
他看到始终神胜利，那个魔鬼会失败。
Now, during the Second World War, there's a great theologian, a scholar, by the name of Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
当在第二世界大战的时候，有一个神学家，他的名字叫 Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
And he refused to join the state church.
这个班霍夫他不愿意参加他们当时国家的那个教会。
The state church was controlled by the Nazi Germany.
因为当时那个国家那个教会是给希特拉的那个国家控制，纳粹党控制的。
And he was arrested by the Nazi for his refusal to join the state church.
因为他拒绝参加他们的教会的时候，他就被抓了。
And close to the end of the war, he was sentenced to death.
然后当这个后来这个大战快完的时候，他就被受那个死刑。
And the story was told that as he was led to the place of execution in 1945.
在1945年的时候，当他被带去受死刑的时候。
And this is what he said as he was walking toward his execution.
他怎么说呢?
He said, "This is the end, but for me, this is the beginning of life."
他说这结终了，但是对于我来说，这是生命的开始。
So for Dietrich Bonhoeffer, Hitler may be the leader of Germany, backed up by the military might of the Third Reich, but he is able to see that there is a kingdom waiting for him.
所以这个神学家 Bonhoeffer 虽然当时希特拉是做领袖人，但是 Bonhoeffer 知道神才是真正的领袖。
So as Christian people, we have been citizens of that kingdom, and we know ultimately we will be triumphed, we will be victory.
所以呢，我们作为基督徒的时候呢，我们知道我们是。 在天上的国民的公民，我们是他的公民，所以其中呢，就是我们会胜利的。So
whatever we may face today, we belong to the kingdom.
所以呢，今天我们遇到的什么，我们得到什么，其实就是属于那个天国的。And
it's for this end that we still labor today.
虽然到现在我们还是世上的劳动。
We act as the priest to our God and our Father.
我们其实是当回神的那个祭士。
We make intercession for our Christian fellows.
我们为我们的同胞，我们的其他的基督徒代祷。
But we know there will come a day when we reign with Him forever and ever.
但是我们知道有一天会来到的，我们更会在神国跟他在一起。
And we know that now whatever we do, nothing will separate us from the love of God.
然后我们可以跟他在一起，他统治这个世界，我们没有一样可以跟我们与神分开的。
Now for our first Sunday of the month, we celebrate the Lord's Supper.
那每个月的第一个星期天，我们都来守圣餐。
And as we observe the Lord's Supper, we give thanks for what the Lord's Supper reminds us.
当我们信主神的这个圣餐的时候，我们要记得提醒我们。
What are these things?
这些是代表了什么呢？
They're the fact that He loves us.
这代表了这个事实，就是他爱我们。
The fact that He freed us from our sin.
第二个事实就是他把我们从这个罪恶里释放了。
And it is by His cross, by His death on the cross, the fact that through Him we have a new status.
就是事实上，就是他为我们在十字架死了，因为这样子的话，这样子我们有一个新的身份。
We belong to the kingdom of God.
我们属于神的天国。
So each time as we come together to celebrate the Lord's Supper, we are reminded the only way to give thanks for the great thing He has done for us is to give ourselves to Him.
所以呢，当我们每次来信主这个圣餐的时候，让我们来提醒自己，其实我们只有一样东西可以做的，去感谢他，就是把我们自己献上给他。
So we give ourselves to Him as a living and reasonable sacrifice.
让我们把自己奉献给他，成为一个活的这个感恩。
Because that is a sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving that is due.
因为呢，他是值得我们完全的奉献自己给他。
So and to Him be glory and dominion forever and ever.
让荣耀永远的归于神。
Let us pray.
让我们来一起祷告。
Our Father, our God, we thank you for your word. We just pray that your spirit will continue to speak to us and touch our hearts. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.